As good as new, Ernie Patty Collision Center is a direct repair shop for most insurance companies and car dealers, and your one-stop service for all major collision repairs using the latest technology and equipment to restore your vehicle to its original condition. Go to ErniePattyCollision.com for directions, contact info, and to follow the daily progress of your vehicle repairs online. Ernie Patty Collision Center, where quality and customer satisfaction count.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com.
At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also up to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
Visit Kohl's.com for a friends and family pass and take an extra 25% off when you spend $100 or more. Some exclusions may apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy
something
tune
big, something
is your
very, scene. Very big.
Life can be so sweet.
Really?
On sun,
yeah, somebody, huge star coming in the studio to help me out because he's a personal friend. And I have to take a little break at about the half hour. Personal stuff. And he's going to sit in. I'm so excited. Can't wait. He walks in the waiting
room. Who's sitting in?
Somebody.
Weaseling out of things is important to learn. It's what separates us from the animals. Except the weasel.
I want it to be a surprise.
So somebody's taking over for you at 3:30?
Just for a few minutes, yeah.
Wow.
He's very famous. Probably as famous as you can get. Yeah, it's exciting.
Oh, at 3:30?
Yeah. I can't wait till he hits the front reception area. They're going to go crazy. What? You thought I won.
What'd you
say? Nothing.
No, that's separate, Dan. That's completely separate from what we're doing right now.
Oh, okay.
What we're doing now, first of all, good afternoon. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. It's the 4th day of December. You probably know that, but you might not, because half the time when I have to say to somebody, hey, what's the date today? I don't know what the date is. But the date yesterday was December 3rd, and I completely missed that it was my good friend Ozzy Osbourne's birthday yesterday.
Really? Your good friend.
Yeah. Oh, we've been friends for a long time. I'm friends with a lot of very famous people. I don't talk about it.
Well, you went to the football game one time with Nelly.
I don't like to talk about that either. But on the phone, and because he's a good friend, his feelings don't seem to be hurt at all. Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy, my man, how are you?
Frank, how are you?
I'm good, Oz. Hey, man, I've never missed calling you on a birthday, and you've never missed calling me.
I know that. I'm going to tell you how much I appreciate it.
You've never missed calling me, and 66, you're older than I am. That's something we like to joke about a lot. How do you feel?
I feel wonderful. I am just astonished that I've lived this long.
I'm sorry?
Astonished he lived this long.
I'm astonished that I've lived this long.
I think a lot of people are, Ozzy. I think a lot of people are astonished you lived this long. So yeah. You feel okay? Sharon's looking great.
See, look, she's just stunning. She's stunning.
Yeah, stunning. She really is.
Every day I look at her and I go, I'm the luckiest guy alive.
Yeah, well, I could see where you would feel that way. Yeah. And again, apologies for the belated happy birthday, but when are we going to get together? It's been a while since you and my wife, Sharon, and I all got together. When are you coming to town? You coming to town soon?
I could be there, almost any time. I could be there in a couple of weeks.
Well, I know you could. You have your own jet, for goodness sake.
Yes, I do.
You know, and I got to tell you, I never talked about this, but I want to thank you. A couple of times when I had emergencies and you had that jet fly in and pick me up, and that meant a lot.
You never told us that.
No, I've never talked about it.
Wow.
But that meant a lot, Ozzy.
I've not done that for anybody else, by the way.
You've not done it for anybody else?
Really?
That's right.
That's how close we are. Yeah.
That's how good friends we are, really.
Yeah. Well, Ozzy, listen, I hope you had a great birthday yesterday and continued good health to you. And I hope we to call you on your 67th and 8th and 9th and 70th and 80th and 90th birthday.
How long have you guys known each other?
Well, we meet 80, like 85?
84, 85, I think.
Yeah, and it was just a weird freak meeting. We met at the Fox Theater. You were there to see, I forgot what it was, I don't know, it was something I wouldn't expect you to be at, like Johnny Mathis or something. Somebody said, that looks like Ozzy Osbourne, and everybody went, no, he would never be here. And I went over, and I just thought, well, in case it is, I'll say hello. And I don't know what, we just hit it off.
From that point on, we got on, didn't we?
We did get on, as they say.
Get on.
Is that across the pond. That's what they say over there.
Oh, get on. Yeah.
And we got on.
I'm very excited. I was a huge fan of their reality series when it first aired, and I hear it's coming back.
It is coming back. Yes, it's going to be back.
Oh, yeah. Peon was the one who told me about that show.
Oh, it was great.
You, Ozzy, had mentioned to me, we were together in Overland Park, Kansas. He found out I was going to be there.
Really?
Some eye stuff done, and he said, hey, I'm going to be in Kansas City. We met,
no
we had
way.
Dinner, and that's when I remember Ozzy had mentioned this reality show. And then I get back, and Peon starts talking about it. And even though, Ozzy, you told me I hadn't seen it, so then I kind of started to watch it. And I got to tell you, it wasn't my cup of tea. And I say that because, you know, your cup of tea, you like that talk. But I've mentioned to you that I didn't particularly like it, and you're okay with that. I just don't like seeing dog poop on the floor and stuff like that.
I understand that it offends a few, but, you know, it is what we are. And there's so many more who really get a kick out of it.
Yeah,
right.
All right, Ozzy, listen. Yeah. You got a question, Peon?
Well, no, I just wanted to add that Ozzy has admitted now that he was, you know, drunk the whole time they shot this show, but now he's excited to do it sober this time around.
That's actually right. I'm sober now.
Now, do you think, Ozzy, you think it'll be any good when you're sober? It might not be as good.
You know, it's hard to tell. I thought it was good before, but then again, I was drunk all the time.
You were drunk the entire time.
I think it'll be good because I think the whole thing, the situation's funny. Family's funny.
Families are funny.
Good.
All right, Ozzy, we'll let you go. Hey, man. Ozzy and I have a little secret. It's like the secret handshake. But we have a little thing we do every time we say goodbye to each other. Sill.
Sill window.
Yeah. All right. See you, Ozzy.
See you.
Ozzy, the great Ozzy Osbourne.
What is the sill mean?
It's just a silly, stupid thing. He actually came up with it, but his brain's kind of fried. And when I said sill, he said window. And that's
sill
what
window,
we do.
Right.
I say sill, he says window. Sill actually was S-Y-L. See ya later.
Oh.
And so I said, Sill, this is a short way to say, hey, see you later. And he said, window, you know, and that's something we do.
That's
we've been doing that for 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's just ours. Nobody, just like, you know, he sent his jet for me.
I've never heard him say it to anybody else on TV or anything.
No, you won't. You won't. Ozzy Osbourne, 66 yesterday.
Oh.
And yeah, lucky, I think, to be alive. Now, coming up around 3:30. I'm just gonna go ahead and tell you
star-studded show today.
I'm just gonna go ahead and tell you who it is. It's the great Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett.
Yeah, he was in New York last night. I've been friends with Tony for 30 years, I guess.
Really?
Yeah. And he was in New York last night. Did you catch any of that Rockefeller Center thing?
No. I didn't. No.
I caught a little of it. It's cold. You know, he had a muffler on. He's singing with the Lady Gaga, and she had a big open plunging thing, which she shouldn't have worn because she's got no boobs.
Right.
I don't like that when you see that big open area between where boobs should be and there's no cleavage.
Yeah.
That chest flat, plate just bone.
Chest plate. Thank you. And I didn't care for that. And so I called Tony on his cell phone. I said, hey, man, I need to take a break off the air about 3:30. He said, I'm there. I'm there for you. I'm there for you, my man. Those were exactly there for you, my man. And I said, but I only need somebody to fill in just for a very few minutes. He said, it doesn't matter. He just landed, I understand. Well, he's actually en route.
Oh.
And he's from New York. He was in New York last night here to help me out with this today. And what a guy. Tony Bennett. No wonder the young people, you know, like him, connect with him.
Didn't his son got into the marketing of Tony and got him really getting popular with the
had a lot
people.
To do with it.
Yeah,
had a lot to do with it, and
making him cool.
Yeah, I was going to tell you some personal stuff about him, but I'll let him, if he wants to do that.
Oh, go ahead.
He can. Well, his name's not Tony Bennett. You knew that.
I don't think I did know.
It's Anthony Dominic Benedetto. Yeah.
Wow.
He and I, because really he and I have talked about this, and he said, you know, you ought to think of getting a fake name, like change your name to some fake name. And I said, I don't want to do that. And he said, well, I did it, and it worked for me. And I said, what do you mean? He said, my name is Anthony Dominic Benedetto. I said, you got to be kidding me. And he said, no, I can't do him.
Yeah,
he's got kind of that raspy thing when he talks. I can't do it. But he said, no, that's my real name. And, you know, he's on his third wife. I don't know if you knew that.
No.
She's really nice. We've had dinner with with him many. Yeah. You know, I've just decided, I don't know why, today to talk about things I never talk about. Just all the really famous
people that you know.
I've gone all these years, and I've never bragged, I guess would be the word.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
So why not call Ozzy Osbourne? It was his birthday yesterday. You know, why not? Why not? If Tony Bennett wants to fly in here, why not let him fly in?
Well, that explains how we've had other people on the air, though.
How do you think we get Tom Brokaw? Yeah. How do you think we get... Because of my connections.
Yeah.
I've never taken credit for this.
Well, that kind of explains it.
Jack
we
Nicholson.
Never knew that.
You've heard Jack Nicholson, Dan, on
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You think just anybody can call Jack Nicholson?
No.
You have to have connections.
What a Rolodex.
And if I don't know somebody, I call some famous person I do know. Like, I'll go, hey, Tony, do you have Jack Nicholson's number? He'll go, sure, my man. He always says that to me. And then he gives me the number.
Or Mike Evans might have it.
No, he doesn't know anybody.
He's the exact opposite. Yeah, he talks about everybody he knows, but he doesn't
about
know
about
any
it,
of
and
them.
And he knows nobody. He has no Rolodex. Oh, right. No contact. Nobody knows who he is. But,
exact opposite.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's the opposite. So, Burke segment. Anybody have anything to say?
I have just one thing.
All right. And now, Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much. I thought I'd share this. I think all of us in the room are not necessarily against flu. Well, maybe. But we don't get flu shots in the room, right?
I do not.
All of us?
I do not get a flu shot.
I've never had one.
Never had one.
And I don't get the flu.
And right. I know people that work at companies where that company makes them get a flu shot.
Well, I think that's wrong.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I think there are people, one, who religious beliefs, they don't believe in that. And two, I think it screws some people's bodies up.
Well, unless they have some sort of allergic reaction to something or something like that. But they make them get a flu shot. And I think that's completely wrong.
So I saw this story today, which will lead me probably to never get a flu shot. The CDC mentioned today that the flu shot is less effective this year because the current virus has mutated.
Oh, yeah, the strain is totally different than what they were given everybody.
So it said, let me see, they said 52% of the virus samples collected and analyzed from October to November were different than the strains included in this year's vaccine. So, yeah. So that's not a good thing when...
I know people that think the whole shingle shot, flu shot thing is just a scam for some companies to make big money. And I don't know that I disagree.
No,
with
I,
that.
I don't think I disagree.
I think that's
with
very possible. Look, I had shingles. Holy cow, you don't want to get that. And I had it for 7 weeks. I have a friend that had shingles. So we went after it cleared up and got the shots. He calls me like 6-8 weeks ago. Sandy, if you're listening, hello. And he said, you're not going to believe this. He says, I've got shingles again. It's worse than the first time. I said, you should have gotten a shot. He said, I did. I got the shot. And he got it again, worse.
Oh, wow.
So there you go. So much for it.
There you go.
Yeah. There you go. So, and there'll be some people mad who sell flu shots or
right,
something.
Exactly.
And I don't care. That's just my opinion that some of this stuff makes a lot of money for people. And how do you ever really know if the flu shot worked? Think about that. Because I know people say they get the shot and they still get the flu, and then people go, oh, it works because I didn't get the flu. Well, I didn't get the flu either. I haven't had the flu for years, and I didn't get one. So how do you know? There's
Wash
really no
hands.
Way to know.
Wash your hands and don't touch your face.
I don't even know. I think even that's kind of overblown. I read an article, and it's a legitimate article. This doctor says people get all freaked out when their kids eat their own boogers. And he said, a booger is clean. It's almost sterile. It's like your urine. Your urine is actually sterile. He said, this booger is not dirty. It sounds dirty. Booger. Yeah, it sounds dirty. But stop eating your boogers. I mean, just to say it sounds horrible. But he said, it's not going to kill the kid.
Did you know a kid in school? Everyone has
known.
No,
you know what? I didn't.
Really? We knew a kid. There was a kid in school.
It was you, wasn't it, Dan?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
That's what people say when it's them. They go, I knew this kid. You ate your boogers.
No, it wasn't. I think everyone knows a kid that would just sit there and kind of
You eat them now. I think you eat them now. I think we caught you over in that corner eating them now. And or put them on the salad and eating them.
I do.
Good old booger salad. You can't beat it. How many listeners have we just lost?
I don't know. Boogers. That's gross. I just eat
the word. They need a new... No, they need a new word.
Yes.
Booger.
Yes,
you know what? Because boogeyman. That's a scary thing. Booger. That's a bad name.
And what a boogeyman. Why is that?
I have no idea.
Scary, because boogeyman, you think of him dancing and stuff.
Yeah, hey, right. What's boogeyman? No, it's a scary guy. Huh. Anything else?
No, that was all I had.
Dan, anything?
I had one thing. Well, first of all, we're gonna start our warnings today, correct?
Yes, we are.
With Brenda Lee and the rest.
Eartha Kitt.
And this couple that I married a couple years ago, it's probably, oh my goodness, it's been like 4 years ago, I think. When I became a minister and I married them, Michelle and John Young, John yesterday is now a member of the Kidney Stone Club. He had to go to the hospital.
Wow, congratulations.
He thought he was having a heart attack or something else, and turns out to be a kidney stone. So welcome to the club, Stoney.
Yeah, and it probably won't be his only one, because everybody that I know never has one kidney stone attack.
No, I've had two, and I have one floating around. And
you
the
got
doctor,
one coming.
The doctor wants me to come in and...
you got one in layaway.
Yes, I do. And he wants me to come in, and he wants to blast it.
Notice how I tied Christmas shopping into the bit?
That was good.
Thank
but
you.
But to blast it, I have to be put out. He said... And he's a listener, too. The doctor's a listener. But he said, you'll have to be put out, so you'll have to ask Frank to give you a day off, so we can do that.
No. Let's just take a microphone with you. Take a mic with you. Yeah. Can he come? Yeah. Thank you, Peon. Can't the doctor come and do this on Saturday or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
So, hey, can you come in on Saturday to this so I don't have to get a day off?
Yeah.
Can't hurt that.
No.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, Burke segment is officially closed. Hang on a second.
See here? He is here?
Wow.
Oh, this is great. I'm going to have to and get John Londoff on the phone, because I know this guy wants to talk to John. I'm going to take a little break here. And
Tony's going to do the...
He'll talk to John.
He's going to do the entire commercial with John?
I think he... Is
that what you said? You know, that's what I'd like to do, yeah.
He says that's what he'd like to
do.
Oh,
man, I can't wait to hear this.
All right, so I'll be back, folks. I'm taking a little break. And now, come on in here, Tony Bennett, everybody.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks, my man. I appreciate it. Hi, everybody. This is Tony Bennett. How you cats doing?
Good, Tony.
Great.
Nice
to meet
you. Must be. You're Peon. I
yes,
know
sir.
You must be Peon. I've heard him talking about you. And Dan, my man, how are you?
Yes, sir. Tony, I'm doing great.
Dan, you're in a band, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. The Southside Johnny Band, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You ever heard of him, Tony?
Locally, it's the talk of St. Louis.
We'd love to back
you
up
sometime.
That band,
the Southside Johnny Band. And you sing, I believe, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Let me hear a little bit. Let me hear what you do, one of my tunes. I just left my heart in San Francisco.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Oh, that deserves a round of applause.
Wow.
I was in... I was in New York City last night with Lady Gaga. She's quite a talent, and it's a pleasure working with her. And I've worked with many, many great artists, done a lot of duets. I'll tell you who was one of my favorites was the late Amy Winehouse. You familiar with her?
Sure, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. What a voice. What a beautiful voice. You know, she was a messed up chick, but she had a great voice. And I'm glad to be here. And I want to say... I know Frank's not here right now, he wouldn't want me to do this, but, I've been around a long time. I'm 88. Did you know that?
I did, yeah.
And he's right. My real name is Anthony Dominic Benedetto, and my children's last names are Benedetto, not Bennett, but I've been all over the world, and I've heard a lot of radio, and I've been interviewed by a lot of people, and I want to tell you, this is the greatest radio show I've ever heard in my life.
Whoa.
I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I mean that from the bottom of my heart, even if my heart is in San Francisco. See what I did? I tied that in there like that. Yeah. I could do that because, you know, I'm just a man looking for an excuse to sing a song. Have you, I understand Mr. Londoff is not going to be.
No, he can't make it.
That breaks
right
my
now.
Heart. I'll tell you why. His dad and I had got a mutual friend, Sammy Davis Jr., was a good friend of John Londoff Sr. And I wanted to talk to him about that, but I guess I won't be. I won't be getting to. And he, hang on a second. He what? Hmm? Apparently, John Londoff wants me to do his commercial for him.
Wow.
Tony Bennett?
I'm honored to do. Yeah, honored. Yeah, that's me. Hi, I'm Tony Bennett. Did I introduce myself?
Yeah, no,
Tony
you did.
Hey, you guys heard my song, If I Rule the World. Have you ever, you know that song?
Yes,
sure.
If I rule the world, every day would be the first day of spring. Every heart would have a new song to sing. Hang on just a second. What'd she say? Well, I've been told that
who's
your receptionist,
telling you that?
Casey, is that her name?
Casey, yes.
Thinks that I'm not really the real Tony Bennett. Well, the hell I'm not. I was in New York City last night with Lady Gaga, and I'll tell you what. Here's the best way that I know that I can prove I'm Tony Bennett. Yeah, I know. By the way, Bruce, how are you? I know Bruce Limprist. I've known him for years. Bruce, could you, a little San Francisco key of C, if you would, please. Key of C. Maybe this will prove to everybody that I am who I say I am. The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. Yeah, I'm going home. I think you know where my home is because I'm Tony Bennett. It's my city by the bay. Listen to this, everybody. I think you know this one. I left my... Hit it, Bruce! Home. What a great band that is. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. In San Francisco, that cat can play. We never even rehearsed this. High on a hill. Oh, yeah, high on, that's where I live, San Francisco. High on a hill, that's my home there. I got one there. It calls to me. Say hi to my four great children while I'm here on the big 550 KTRS. To beware, little cable cars. Hope you folks enjoying this. I'm Tony Bennett. Climb halfway to the stars. Oh, yeah, halfway. Not all the way, but halfway. The morning fog, that morning fog, it may chill the air. But you know what? Let it chill it, because I don't care. My love waits. Hit it, Bruce. There.
Oh, Bruce Limprist
and the All-Boy Orchestra. You know what, Bruce? They're starting to make some faces like they want me to stop, so you can just...
No, you just thought that Tony was going to do
I am going to do that. Oh. You know, I'd like to, and I'll start it like this. Hi, everybody. This is Tony Bennett. And, you know, I travel all over this great country. I sing with people, and I meet with people, and I'm a wealthy man. I'm 88 years old, and I'm still singing. I can still carry a tune. I've got, I can make up a song on the fly. Hey, peon, my friend, I hope this day will never end. Just made that up just now. I can look over at Dan and go, Dan, my man, would you play that bass for me if you can? I just made that up just now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm a man with a song in my heart, and I'm also a man who appreciates a good family business like Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. You know, I can afford to drive any car that I want to drive because I'm Tony Bennett, and I've made a lot of money, And I'm still out there, and I'm still doing it. I'm still putting out the music. And out there, something else, after 70 or some odd years like that, Johnny Landoff Chevrolet is still putting out the great deals. And in the tradition of his dad, who I heard so much about from Sammy Davis Jr., he's still making it fun to buy a Chevrolet. See the USA. Yeah, I was friends with Dinah Shore. Did I tell you that?
No.
Dinah Shore sang the Chevy song, See the USA in your Chevrolet. And if I did it today, on the front of San Francisco where you say the loveliness of Paris, summer, glass, you know that part where they talk it through?
Right.
I would do something like, when I'm in St. Louis, one place I like to go, and that's to see my friend at Johnny Landoff, don't you know? And then I'd break into, you know, See the USA in your Chevrolet. You like the way I did that?
Yeah.
Apparently the audience does. Yeah, thanks. It's Tony Bennett. Thank you. So let me just leave you with this. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. And I don't know much about this, you know, internet and all that stuff, but I do know that 24/7, that's what they like to say. Yeah, 24/7. Landoff.com. And congratulations to the Chevy Colorado. Just Motor Trend car. Yeah, keep up on that. I keep on. And if I lived in St. Louis, you know what Tony Bennett would drive? The back of my vehicle would say, Landoff Chevrolet. That's what it would say. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm sorry John couldn't be here because I wanted to talk with him about the old days with, you know, his dad and some people who were good friends of mine who are no longer on this earth. So I'm going to step aside. Frank's going to come back after the break. I'm going to thank you, Peon. And Dan, I want to thank you, my man, fellow singer.
And musician, yes.
And I'm not a musician, but I could sing all day long.
Hey, that is your instrument. Your voice is your instrument.
You know, that's what Frank Sinatra said to me. Yeah. They asked him one time, who's your favorite singer? He said, Tony Bennett. And that's me. I'm Tony Bennett. I'm signing off now, but I'll be back one day and maybe bring someone with me to sing my way. Love you, everybody. Love St. Louis. I'm Tony Bennett, and I'm out of here. Take a break. Commercial's coming up. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Holy moly. And Michelle and John will be married 2 years next Friday. The couple that I married. I married when I became a minister. Unbelievable. Here's Tim Weiland with a look at traffic.
All right. Lost audio there. I just came back. All right.
What?
Yeah, I lost it.
I wish I would have lost audio.
That's good. Northbound 170 before Natural Bridge, that accident is cleared. All that traffic is thinned out. Now, you do have the ramp open again from westbound 70 onto 5th Street. That was closed for quite a part of the afternoon. Looks like we just have a little heavier volume on northbound 55 in that right lane from Park up to the Poplar Street Bridge. We're busy on southbound 270, Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Burlington Stores. It's cold outside. Come into Burlington today for great warm coats at great low prices. Nobody has more styles and brands than Burlington. Shop in any of their stores or at burlingtoncoatfactory.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Touchdown, Missouri!
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers.
Winners of 6 straight, the Missouri Tigers will play in the SEC Championship game for the second consecutive season coming up this Saturday inside the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. The Tigers, ranked 14th in the country, will take on number 1 Alabama. The game kicks off at 3. Tiger Network coverage begins at 1 right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Dramatically improve the look of your kitchen before Christmas arrives and do it for less than you've ever imagined. It's the Granite Busters end of the year upgrade sale. Call, click, or stop in today and replace those old boring countertops with gorgeous granite or quartz. Here's how it works. With your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite countertops, Granite Busters will throw in a stainless steel undermount sink and a sink grate for free. Go with 50 plus square feet of Category C granite and you'll get the sink, sink grate, and quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade all for free. And if you go with Category D or higher, then you'll get all of the above. Plus a lifetime Granite sealer absolutely free. Only at Granite Busters, where you'll find over 135 colors and styles. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. It's the end of the year upgrade sale, and it's only at Granite Busters. Online at GraniteBusters.com. Sale offers for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires December 31st, 2014.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-400-1376. That's 1-800-400-1376. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-400-1376. 1-800-400-1376. 1-800-400-1376.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-959-4779. That's 1-800-959-4779. 1-800-959-4779. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historically low, so it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS, 314-726 sold, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
You need a website. Why not do it yourself? You know your business. With Wix.com, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. With Wix.com, you don't need to be a programmer. Just use the intuitive drag-and-drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
Mizzou fans, Lion's Choice has been a tradition since 1967. Stop by today and enjoy our mouth-watering turkey and ham sandwiches, or even try an Italian beef. Lion's Choice. Get real.
For the best lawn on the block, DynaGreen. Ask your lawn and garden dealer for DynaGreen or online at DynaGreenInfo.com. They've got the best fall starter and grass seed. DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Sounds like a Christmas song. Is this Tony Bennett?
No, it's not.
It's a marshmallow world.
Oh, the coolest guy that ever lived.
Eno.
When the snow comes to cover the ground.
You know that I've never heard anybody do a really good impression of Dean Martin, have you?
No, I don't remember.
You don't? I've heard some fairly good ones, but not any ever that I would say, wow, that sounds just like Dean Martin. And you'd think he'd be easy to do.
Yeah.
But you don't hear anybody do Bing, and you don't hear anybody do Dean. You just don't. How many Bing Crosby impressions have you ever heard? None. You got to have a really baritone voice to pull it off, and boom, 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 people do that stuff. Hey, I actually blew a joke yesterday, I think.
Really?
It was the bonus joke, and I'll tell it now the way it should be told, and I'll tell you what, according to one listener, and only one apparently caught it, because that's all I heard from, and here's the way it was supposed to be. And we did it as a bulletin. Reliable investigative sources in California say that radical Muslims are planning to go on a rampage in L.A. and kill every single U.S. citizen in Los Angeles.
I know what you did.
Police fear the death toll could go as high as 6.
Yes.
I said kill every non-U.S. citizen.
Yes.
Which didn't make any sense. And you idiots didn't catch it.
It hit me later.
No, it didn't.
No, it did. I swear it hit me later, and I just didn't say anything about it.
You didn't say anything to me.
No, I didn't.
So what that tells me is you want me to look stupid, and you
that's why
you betrayed me. Is that why you didn't say anything?
Yeah, that's
because you want me to look stupid?
That's why I kept it to myself.
You know, I only got one email, and after he emailed me, I thought, you know what? I think I did say it that way. So it was kill everyone who is a citizen, and the death toll could go as high as 6. Oh, well.
Hey.
Sometimes.
You can't bet a thousand.
I'm under a lot of pressure.
You meant well.
Now, this is Thursday, and the talent show continues, and I'll tell you why. We had two Thursdays where I said if we go two Thursdays with no contestant, of course that would have to be two Thursdays in a row that were on the air. One was a Thanksgiving day, and the other one I was gone. So the talent show is still in place, and here's what I'd like to do. If you folks are in favor of lightening it up and you've had about enough of the whole New York non-indictment thing and everything that's been going on around here, a great way to switch directions, we participate in our talent show. It's easy to do. It's called The Call. Do we have our show theme? The Call.
Oh, hold on.
Like
here,
The Voice, except because Peon came up with this. You have to make a phone call.
Oh, yeah.
So
nice.
Instead of The Voice, we're The Call. And here is our theme song coming right up now.
Nope, that's not it.
Oh, boy.
I hope you enjoy it. Here is our talent show theme. And here it is now. Right now.
Where is that thing?
Where is
it? Do you have
that?
A Buse Boy's number? Phone number?
I don't. No.
Not you. You wouldn't have his number.
Well,
Dan will have to call him.
I can get a hold of him.
Eventually,
on Facebook.
We'll find our. Eventually. There it is. Here
this
it
is. Is The Call.
Yeah. All right, let that be your signal to call us if you have any talent at all, any audible talent. You can pass gas, you can whistle, you can do bird calls, you can do impressions. You can't tap dance. We can't see that. And no mimes, please, because we can't see that either. You can't make faces. That won't cut it. But if we can hear it, we'd love to hear your talent. 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877. Or 888-550-KTRS. Ben's on the phone. Ben, are you calling to be in the talent show?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, hallelujah. Wow. How are you, Ben?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Ben, what part of town do you live in?
I live in Collinsville, Illinois.
Did you enjoy Tony Bennett coming in?
Yes, I did.
A lot of people did.
I remember him.
A lot of people enjoyed that, having Tony come in. And I forgot to ask you guys, excuse me, Ben, real quick. Did Tony do okay? How did he hit it off with Londoff? Did they get along okay?
John
wasn't available, so he did the commercial solo.
He did?
Yes.
Ben, how did Tony do on the Londoff commercial? Did he do okay?
I think Johnny would be proud of him.
All right, because I had to step out, and I was in a meeting. I couldn't listen to it. I hope it went okay. Well, Ben, I'm sorry, what part of town, did you live in?
Collinsville, Illinois.
Oh, sure. I know exactly where that is. And what do you do, Ben?
I'm going to sing a song.
I'm not making this up. Our next caller's name is Jerry. It's Ben and then Jerry. I'm not kidding. I just looked at the screen. Ben, what are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing The Birds and the Bees.
Okay, now, quickly, are you married, homosexual, heterosexual, transgender?
No, I'm married.
You're married. And how long?
About 40 years.
Wow.
I can't even imagine. Oh, wait, yes, I can imagine that. I've done it. All right, now the birds and the bees, everybody. Here is, welcome him to the call. Here's Ben.
Let me tell you about a girl and a guy and a special little guy and the birds and the bees and the moon up above. When I look up in your big brown eyes, it's so very plain to see that you learn the facts of life starting from A to Z. Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the birds and the bees. And the birds and the bees, and that's it.
Flowers and trees.
I believe that was a hit. I'm not kidding. I know this. I don't know. Jewel Akins, that was his hit in the 60s, I believe.
Really?
Birds and the bees, yeah. And Ben, normally we have a conference to see if we want your number. I don't think we have to have one. We don't need your number.
No.
Are you okay?
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Are you okay with that, Ben?
Well, yeah, you know.
Okay, all right. Well, Ben, thank you so much for kicking off the call for us. We
appreciate
it.
Thank you.
All right, Ben from Collinsville. Give him another round of applause.
There you go, Ben.
Just to be in the first
only time. Because he didn't know the lyrics, not because of his singing voice. So
oh, no, his singing voice was great.
Yeah.
Do we have time for one more before
I think
we
so.
Let's get Jerry in here. Hello, Jerry. How are you?
I'm fine, Frank.
Jerry, you're calling for the talent show?
Calling for the talent show.
What do you do, Jerry?
I want to say that we listen to you as much as we can. Every time we're in a car, or we don't have anyone in the house, and we can have you on the radio.
Well, I appreciate that.
I forgot how it goes. Good in the morning, in the after, or the morning show in the afternoon.
That's pretty close
Large
to how it
morning
goes.
Show in the afternoon.
Jerry, what part of town do you live in?
I live in Belleville.
Belleville. That's where I met my wife. So I never want to go there again because it scares me. I have horrible memories there. Let's see. What do you are you married? A homosexual? What's the story?
I am a heterosexual, happily married man. My wife's name is Marcia, and she makes life every day the happiest time of my life.
Whoa. Are you sure you're married?
I'm sure I'm married.
Okay, just checking. What's your talent, Jerry?
I'll sing, but I'm not going to go as long as the previous caller.
Thank you.
I'll sing a little bit of Elvis Presley's Blue Christmas.
Oh, my goodness. What a perfect time of year for that. Ladies and gentlemen, from Belleville, Illinois, to sing Blue Christmas on the call, here's Jerry.
I have a blue Christmas without you. About you,
a little trouble the lyrics.
With your rose oh so sweet,
man.
And your eyes of a white.
What?
I'll have a blue Christmas.
All right, they're not applauding. I'm gonna tell you why. Let me listen. No, they're not applauding,
no.
Jerry. I'll tell you why they're not applauding. Those aren't really the words to Blue Christmas.
I know it isn't. I got so nervous when I started singing
you made up your own.
That I thought, well, I'm going to just put some words in with the melody.
Well, I'm glad you did. We enjoyed it, but we don't need your phone number. Jerry, thank you so much for me. Thank you, Jerry, everybody, from Belleville, Illinois, butchering Blue Christmas. With your roses so white.
He got one line out.
I loved it. I thought it was great. All right, we have to take a break. Steve, if you could stand by, or Dan, you get his number, we'll call him back. We'll get back to him and everybody else. I have to do a little business. We take a break. We do some news. Then we come back and we play, because that's what Thursday. We have a lot of time Thursday. So we'll do more. Whatever you want to do. Talent show, you don't have to call for that, but you can. And I'll give you the numbers, because you're going to need them eventually. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or 888-550-KTRS. Associated Physicians Group, APG, how many people out there listening are in pain, some kind of pain that's ongoing pain? Raise your hand. Look at those hands. Whew. And I see people of all ages. I see people in their 30s and even 20s and 80s and 50s, because everybody is potentially somebody that can injure themselves or, you know, do something that's going to create pain that's going to be around for a while unless somebody stops it. Well, how do you stop it? Operation, surgery, sometimes. Painkillers, yeah. You want to do that for the rest of your life and become addicted to that stuff? How about this? How about first-class, highly trained pain management people who are in the business of physical therapy and pain management? That's what Associated Physicians Group is all about. It's getting your mobility back, getting you back at whatever it is you like to do, and get rid of that pain. That's why Associated Physicians Group, APG, a good way to remember it, is All Pain Gone. And what I'd ask you to do, whatever the pain is go to their website, because their website explains it a lot better than I can and tells you where they're located and who does what at each location. Pain management, physical therapy is about as good as it gets. Associated Physicians Group. Here's the website. Please go read and see if you don't think there's a chance that they can help you eliminate that pain. APGPain.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, it looks like we have an accident or some kind of incident on southbound 270 just before 55 because traffic is backing up to a Tesson Ferry. On southbound 170, you're running stop and go now from Ladue down through Highway 40, eastbound 40, 141 through Mason. And it looks like we're also a little bit slow on eastbound 40 from 94 to the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by BOGO. It's BOGO half off at Famous Footwear. Buy one pair of shoes, get another pair for half off. Just in time for holiday shopping. Famous Footwear, victory is yours. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Frank Ladd from The McGraw Show. In this season of rushing from store to store, party to party, let's remember the real reason for the season. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS.
Denny here from Friendly's Sports Bar and Grill in South City, giving you 386 reasons why Friendly's is still your go-to spot even when there isn't a game on TV. On top of the 40 TVs you already know about, we have 24 bottled beers, 18 draft beers, including a variety of local breweries, 200 liquors and spirits, 19 different appetizers, 9 homemade burgers, 16 sandwiches, 60 bar games, and 2 great happy hours a day. There really is something for everyone, and if that's not reason enough, let me give you one more. Friendly's Famous Fried Chicken. We'll see you at 3503 Roger Place.
You remember a time when there was a market on every corner? Those days are long gone, but some of those family markets still exist, like Menino's Market in Cottleville. It's on the corner of Highway N and Highway N, catty corner to St. Joseph's Catholic Church. You want fresh produce. You want catering. You want fresh, warm French bread every single day? Menino's Market. Check it out. And don't forget about their holiday pies. Menino's Market for everything. In Cottleville, on the corner of Highway N and Highway N, Menino's.